Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's ever done. Would we just play it for people in its
sure.
entirety?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we won't
we
have
don't
to
have
worry
to worry about
that
exactly. Yeah. All right. One hot button topic now that Mike Tomlin did say Alex Highsmith and Joey Porter Jr. have the green light to return to the Steelers lineup versus the Browns on Sunday is what happens with the old division of labor at edge rusher. Nick Herbig has looked like he's been shot out of a cannon since replacing Highsmith in the lineup. Jack Sawyer does well against the run. In the aggregate, they have not only replaced Alex Highsmith, they've exceeded Alex Highsmith. So Tomlin was asked, is Alex Highsmith going to get his job back? Here's what he said.
That's something that we ponder once we see that Alex is available and to what degree he is in football shape. He's been out a number of weeks, and so there are a lot of variables to that discussion in terms of how we divide the labor up, and only time and a week's work will tell.
Are you a little surprised for a guy that got a big contract extension from them that I think does all the right things and therefore like would be on Mike Tomlin's good side by default, that the answer there wasn't, yeah, when Alex is back, he gets his job back?
And he's done that with guys before. He's scoffed
at questions.
Like
if TJ Watt came back after a five-week absence, he'd be like, why are you even asking me?
We obviously know that Highsmith's not in the Watt, Hayward, I would even say Jalen Ramsey category.
No, but they hold him in high esteem.
I would say we thought was in the next rung down going into the year.
That was just strange to me that he didn't immediately say, yeah, it's Alex Highsmith. I'm a huge fan.
But it's not strange to me because I think it's the right answer. It's code right now. That answer is a politically correct way of saying you're damn right. We're considering how we divide up the snaps there and divvy them up because Herbig was just that good. And he always talks about football being the ultimate meritocracy. One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. Blah, 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 blah. Tomlinism, Tomlinism, Tomlinism. You can't like stress that credo and creed to your team and then go back to making Alex Highsmith the guy and giving Nick Herbig just the Alex
obvious
Highsmith is tired.
Down.
Yeah, or...
Well,
I mean, yes.
Like you can't go back to just giving him the scrap snaps, but I would argue this. I would say that part of being a great coach in this situation for Tomlin is going to be figuring out how to actually divide that up for real, because I still think Herbig is not great against the run, and at least the next team they're playing, if Highsmith actually were ready to go this week, wants to run the ball at you.
Well, that's why I think...
And so how are you going to actually try to thread that needle?
That's why I think Highsmith will play more versus the Browns. But I don't think he's going to play... Well, I don't think he'll play a ton more. I think he'll play early in the game. They get a lead. Then I think at that point, you put the closer in. You bring in the Mariano Rivera of pass rushers.
In a perfect world, that's how you do it against a team you know wants to run the ball. You try to get up early, and then, you just turn Nick Herbig loose because he's been a monster.
Why don't you turn me loose? Turn me loose. You like that song, Don? Turn me loose.
I feel like I don't recognize it. It's Foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn me loose.
You never heard that song? You don't like Foreigner?
I probably know the song.
They also have a song that goes, Jukebox Hero.
Yeah, I'd say I'm familiar with that.
That was my ringtone for an ex-girlfriend.
Jukebox Hero. Why was that?
She liked that song, and so I was like, all right. I think it's a good song.
My first ringtone on my phone was David Bowie, the song that goes "Ground Control to Major Tom." You know that one?
Yeah, but that's
"This is Ground Control to Major Tom."
I always mess up the actual name of that song. Because it's not Ground Control to Major Tom. Back in the days of like LimeWire.
Space Odyssey, I think it's called?
Yeah. Space Oddity, maybe?
Space Oddity?
Back in the days of LimeWire or Kazaa, you would just put in, give me that Ground Control to Major Tom song and have that
Donnie,
bad boy pop
it up?
Up.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom?
You want to know the exact title?
Yeah, I want to know. This is Ground Control.
Man, David Bowie
Space
had
Oddity.
Some,
it's Space Oddity.
David Bowie had some great tunes.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Some bangers.
I would have loved to have seen him in concert before he left.
He reinvented himself. And then he put... This is the thing about him. He knew he was dying.
Oh, really?
And he did that Dark Star album or whatever, which apparently was some of his best work in recent years.
Yeah.
I don't think if I knew I had like a year and a half left, I'd be like, I got to get into the studio and throw one more album back.
What's the weird movie with Muppets where there's a hot chick in it that gets stuck in a maze and he's like the grand poobah of the maze? He kidnaps her like baby brother.
The Muppets?
And she's got to go into this maze, and he's the guy that's in charge of it. Labyrinth, I want to say. You never seen
Pan's
that?
Labyrinth?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. And he's the key bad guy. And and I want to say Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, she is.
Was like, oof. Now think about this. I'm like 5 or 6 when I see this movie for the first time. And she at the time is probably 15 or 16. And even 5-year-old me was like, ooh, she's bad.
Unbelievably, you got that one right. Labyrinth. Yeah. They starred together as Sarah and Jareth the Goblin King in the Jim Henson film Labyrinth.
Have you ever seen that?
No, but then
some pot and watch that movie.
Well, that makes me laugh at Alex's thing in YouTube that he just wrote, because you just pulled that out of thin air after not knowing Space Oddity. Pony frequently amazes me with what he doesn't know outside of sports. Without that eidetic memory, he would be a gibbering idiot.
Wow. Thanks,
but
Alex.
Then you knew the movie Labyrinth.
Donnie, you never seen Labyrinth?
No, I don't know that
Now
one.
We got people besmirching Jennifer Connelly in present
Malsy.
Day. I haven't checked in on Jennifer
yet. Donnie, you stop by that movie theater, grab yourself that movie theater popcorn, go home and pop that on with Sarah. I don't know how it's aged since about 1993 when I saw it for the first time, but I think it's good. Anyways, Tomlin takes. That was his answer on Alex Highsmith. How about where Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell fall? That debate on who will play at running back, who will get the lion's share of the workload. Here's Tomlin on that one.
We just thought he was a good player that was kind of underutilized within the system that he was in because Saquon was just so talented. We played against him a year ago, and he made some critical plays against us in the running game, in the passing game. He covered kicks. I think he had 8 tackles last year for Philadelphia on kickoff. He returns kicks. And so we just looked at a player that had a versatile skill set in a lot of areas and that we thought was capable of more than what we were looking at on tape due to circumstance.
Another one where I think Tomlin's mind has been changed by that Gainwell performance against the Vikings. And I would expect that Gainwell would get the first swing at it. Versus the Browns.
I thought Gainwell showed something that, man, just, this isn't like fair to Jaylen Warren, but we saw so many Najee Harris carries over the course of his 4 years with the Steelers. I just feel like Gainwell showed vision. When the hole manifested itself or was created, he was where he was supposed to be in that game. It felt like he made the most of the blocking that he was given, and too often I've seen running backs for this team do the exact opposite.
412-928-9370. Topic called Tomlin Takes. All right. I'm going to do something here next. Because I think I'm right about this.
Turn Me Loose, by the way, is Loverboy, not Foreigner Pony.
Oops. Well, you said Foreigner, not me.
Well, you agreed with it. You're the one singing it.
I did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I think that's one of the organic things in our sport. Obviously, we've all been in the same positions that a lot of these young guys are. You know, he's one of them. I think, obviously, he's had a really good camp. He's really shown that, he wants to be here, and he's done everything that's been asked of him. And, hopefully he can keep playing at a high enough level where he can stick around and keep progressing along the way. So looking forward to getting to spend some more time around him and get to know him, on a personal and professional level. And hopefully, from what it looks like, it seems like a guy that, is determined to be a good player in this league.
Well, I'm happy that we've got listeners that want to talk some hockey hours before Penguins and Rangers. I'll be watching. Sidney Crosby, still one of the very best to ever do it, still near the top of his game, embarking on another season. It does stink that the team has such low expectations, but I am embracing the suck this year. I am all about them being one of the worst teams in the NHL and setting themselves up for Gavin McKenna and watching him at Penn State and following him from somewhat afar do his thing.
You going to go to a Penn State hockey game to try to catch him
maybe
this year?
I think that would be cool. I wish they played a game here. They should. Penn State should play a game in Pittsburgh at the arena.
There would be howls of protest that the league was trying to grease the skids for Gavin McKenna to the Penguins.
Yeah, get him in a... I mean, they've
put
got a great arena
the
there already, but come here, play a game in Philly. I don't care, whatever. So that's what I'm all about. I mean, Eric Carlson, they're talking about Harrison. Is it Brunicki or Brunick?
It's Brunick.
Brunick, that's what I thought. Talking about him and how, these going to help bring him along. Eric Carlson is one of the reasons why I am so pessimistic for this season. He's back. He has stolen money from the organization. It was a terrible trade. I was wrong. My first guess was wrong. I thought it was going to be something that opened up the window of Penguins winning again coming off his Norris Trophy season. It didn't. It set the franchise back. Nobody wanted that contract in the offseason.
Absolute funniest thing is that if you read Yoey or anybody else that's covering the team day to day, they'll tell you he's been one of their best preseason players.
Yeah, I don't put any stock.
Which means nothing.
Yeah, me neither. And Brunick and Kindle, you got two guys that are teenagers. This hasn't happened to start a season since Letang and Staal. I don't think those two guys will stick around. I think it's just to wet their appetite and give them a taste of the NHL. Then they'll be in juniors and we'll see them again next year. You'll have Rust come back, you'll have Hayes come back, and they'll fill those spots and we'll watch. Rust isn't an old-timer, but Hayes is just a waste of a roster spot. And I'm with Kennedy. I think at some point, even though you want Sid to keep his point per game streak alive, and you want to keep him happy, it's a one-line team right now. Malkin's line is complete trash. You want to make him happy, but eventually you're going to have to trade one of those two guys for more prospects. Did Raquel sound like a guy who knew he was going to get traded this year when you talked to him yesterday, Don? Did you sense that in Raquel, that he knows he should rent and not buy here in Pittsburgh this season? Did you pick up on that?
I don't know if I would say that he was almost counting on that. I did bring it up.
Yeah.
I said your name was in discussions last year.
Good job by you.
You had 35 goals. You had a career season.
Is that a lozenge you have in right now? Are you sick? Like
no,
my daughter is.
Lifesaver.
Okay, good. I got nervous.
He didn't know if you'd be calling upon him for hockey talk, but you did ask him, which is good.
And
he said what?
I brought up that this year the same thing could very likely happen. I mean, my question was more about, like, is it difficult to keep focus with all of that stuff going on? And
gotcha.
He said, yeah, it's kind of hard to avoid this day and age, all of the stuff you see out there. Athletes always try to say that they do it, but it's almost impossible.
If I gave you guys two options, the Penguins either are going into the final week of the season within 3 points of a playoff spot, or the last week of the season, they're dead last in the NHL in points, what would you prefer?
Dead last.
Don?
Dead last.
Yeah, me too. Here is Zach and Cranberry on the Fan. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, hey guys, real quick, just want to point out I was the one that texted you and said that song was Loverboy and not Foreigner.
Oh, thank you, Zach.
Great call out, by the way.
So wait, you're the famous drunken Pittsburgh account.
I guess I am.
But you're That's in Cranberry.
Cool. Well, I am, but, you know, I'm in Cranberry right now, but usually I'm in Pittsburgh.
And okay. Usually you're drunk?
Well, usually, yeah, sure.
Are you drunk right now?
No, sir. I have to sadly report the answer is no, but I will be later for the game.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
Wait a minute. I wanted to hear what he was going to say.
I thought that was all he had to say. John in McKeesport is next. Hello, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
John,
are you drunk right now?
No.
Okay. Will you be drunk later, too?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. Well, the doctor told me my kidneys are bad. I can't drink.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, don't be. It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, okay.
I got my act together.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. No, well, I kind of am like you in that I'm embracing the suck this year. I'm hoping by the trade deadline, the only of the big three that's left is just one of them. I don't care which one of them.
You don't care and if
I care
Chris
which one.
You don't
I
care
want
if,
Sidney
like,
Crosby
here and
the other
last
two
man
guys
standing.
Gone.
I
would love to see Sidney fighting for Stanley
John,
Cup.
John, I'm going to stop you for a second, man. And I guess
I don't mind that point.
Well, no. I'm going to give him credit for doing something rare. He just said something I've never heard another person call to this station, this show, or otherwise say. I don't care which one of them it is. I just want to see one of the big three left. I've never heard somebody actually put
it in those
terms.
No, but he also said he wants to see Sid
fighting for
fight
a cup
for
somewhere.
A Stanley Cup.
And I know, but what person's going to be like, you know what? Trade two out of the three. Doesn't matter which two.
Yeah.
Watch
Chris
Letang play out the end of his contract here.
Yeah, the one that I want around is the one that I think is still elite. The other two are no longer elite. I mean, Malkin is a shell of himself, and Letang very quietly is coming off a dreadful season. I mean, truly, truly, truly terrible season. I've not done a deep dive on all 32 teams, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a team with a worse blue line situation than the Penguins.
Are there AHL
Parker,
teams that might have better blue lines?
No, because they've got Letang and still Carlson, even though he's... You know, terrible.
Their defense core is awful, which is probably why Murashov is in the minors.
Parker Wotherspoon is on their top pair right now. Who is that? He was a spare part Bruin defenseman last year, and he's in their top four.
So you might say there's trouble brewing on the blue line here.
Jeff in South Park, our number two fan. Hello, Jeff. He's never shy with a Penguins opinion. Hello, Jeff.
Hey guys. Let me put it this way. I will embrace the suck, but I want it to happen organically. And what I mean by that is I don't think you can ever go into a year and say, like, I mean, I guess they did this in 84. But
yeah, I was
just
going to
say, does
say
Vincent
that.
Tremblay mean anything
yeah,
to you?
I would
thing.
Say the end justified the means pretty well there, Jeff.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, okay? They did that in 84, and it worked, however. The thing is, there's actually a lot of bad teams in the NHL. There is. Like, you know what? Yes, on paper, maybe they have the worst roster in the East, but you still have three teams out in the West that are even worse than them. And actually, if you look at the Penguins division, I think for the first time in a long time, the Metro is not a good division. I mean, the Capitals, I think, are going to be good as long as their youth keeps getting better. Carolina's always good. The Carolina always makes, like, lateral moves. They never do anything to put them over the top. But then, like, the Rangers could still be a mess. The Flyers are going to be bad. The Blue Jackets are going to be bad. The Islanders are going to be horrible. The Devils, it depends on their goaltending situation.
God, this sounds like a thrilling league at large you're describing here. All the teams
suck.
It sounds like you're sampling the same Kool-Aid that Pompeiani is, and you're about to tell us you think they're going to make the playoffs this year, Jeff.
No, here's the thing. No, because like on paper, yes, the defense core and the goaltending is horrible. It really, truly is on paper. But I don't know that you can just sit there and go, we are absolutely going to have the worst record in the NHL. It's going to happen. We're going to get that number one overall pick. I think it has to happen organically. I think they have to reassess in like 2.5 months and be like, man, you know what? We beat the Flyers a couple of times. We beat the Islanders every time we've played them. Like, I mean, the thing is, the way the NHL's division playoffs format is set up, you know, you just have to be one of the top three teams in your division. You don't even have to win it. Plus, there's two more wild card spots. So, like, if there's all these bad teams in the Metro, it's not out of the question that they could sneak in that
way. I hear
a
guy right now saying whose head tells him the Penguins are really bad, and even in a sea of bad teams, they will stand out as being bad, but whose heart is kind of hoping that they find their way in and go on one last ride, like one last job together.
Jeff, the Rangers' second line is Panarin, Trocheck, and Lafreniere. The Penguins' second line is somebody named Justin Brazeau on it. I wouldn't say that those...
Russ will be back. McGrady will be back. And like it'll be interesting to see what they do with Kindle. Kindle's the interesting one to me because Brunick, I think they should just keep him up no matter what. After the nine games, because there's nobody coming to the rescue on defense. There's nobody. Ben Kindle, it'll be interesting to see after nine games if they are like, you know what, he can play wing. If they think he can play wing, they should keep him up and just have him go off the lineup or whatever.
Over under 80 points on the season for you?
Probably under. I'm just saying that if they're going to suck, like it needs to happen organically.
Yes, we got it, Jeff. Thank you. I don't care.
Justin Brazzers.
I don't care how it happens. I just want them to put themselves in position to get McKenna.
I would rather. Yes. I mean, as somebody whose entire 40 years on this planet have been spent with the Penguins, essentially having the best player or the featured player in the league, just about, I would like that streak to continue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Before we get to another round of PM Team Name Game, listen to Starkey tomorrow to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Great to have Joe back after the sad news, his mom and dad both passing away, and it happening in just a few days apart from one another. So
I got to meet Bink and Evie, as he called them, as I was introduced to them. Remember when Joe would talk about Buffalo so much that somebody in sales was enterprising and contacted the city of Buffalo about having a Pittsburgh station? Alex, my wife, could
not
go with me.
Didn't you guys drink a lot there?
Yes, so Alex couldn't go with me and couldn't get out of work. She was working that whole like stretch of days and could not get it changed. So Gentilly just went up there with me. We got Duff's wings at Joe's parents' house. Hammered down these wings, and then me and Gentilly were staying out till 3 a.m. drinking.
Speaking of Gentilly
drinking,
apparently he was hanging out with our guy Sean Myers this weekend.
He was in Buffalo for a bachelor party.
Yeah,
for a fact.
Yeah, Sean was up there, and I think he even said at one point jokingly, "Surprise, Malzy didn't make this trip," because there was just a group of guys that Chris is friends with.
I know
bachelor
who the
party in Buffalo.
Yeah, I know who the bachelor involved was, and I'm friendly, like, social media acquaintances with the person, but I wouldn't be there. But I hope they painted the town red. I hope they were out at Mother's getting, like, a white linen tablecloth
meal. I mean, I can
meal.
Say this to someone who lived there and still has family there. Buffalo is not exactly the first place I think of when it comes to bachelor party destinations.
Yeah, they did go to the game Sunday night, so
but
I know that was probably part
Bill's
of it.
But,
gotcha.
can't you still go out and drink till 4 a.m.
You
there?
Can, that is true.
I mean, that's a pretty fun thing.
All right, the way the name game works, me, Donnie, Mulsey, a category gets presented by Joel Nelson, our official, earlier in the day. Odyssey Pittsburgh employee picked out these two categories for us. And
you ever wonder about
these
employees, Donnie, at Odyssey? Who
I have my questions about them. The 12 Apostle question effed me. Yes.
I'm going to go with Big Mark.
I'm not suggesting that it's Pony coming up with them and just using that as a conceit. But yeah, we've already had our friend drunk in Pittsburgh, our buddy Zach, who just messaged us again and said, I hope whatever the category is, Pony's first guess is Mark for old time's sake.
Yeah, I mean, Mark and the Zeus comment, like they're up there one and two, the upper echelon.
My aunt, who had her Catholic school report cards from 1964 out this weekend and was showing them to me.
Did you tell her you didn't know any of the apostles, basically?
I did. She was very disappointed. When she was in first grade...
What would she be more disappointed about if you couldn't name any apostles or you couldn't name anyone from the 98 and 99 Knicks team that made the finals?
No, my aunt's not into basketball that way. But
that's your grandma.
She took a test for her parochial Catholic school in first grade, a 25-question test. The only one she got wrong was, what day did Jesus die? And she picked Easter instead of Good Friday. But you got everything else right.
Here's what's a little bit surprising about that.
Yeah.
That seems like an easy question.
I agree.
When you're 6 or 7, though, you think that's a slam dunk?
I mean, if she's naming everything else, yes. If you're saying she missed one question on the whole thing and it's that.
Yeah.
I mean, even I knew that one.
All right, Nelly.
What's the standings here? So you lost the apostles, and then what was the other
one? You have 11 L's. I have 9.
The other one last week was players in the 2015 Cubs Pirates wild card.
Yeah, I lost that one. Yeah. Okay, 11-9-8.
Now, what are we going to start with today?
I am absolutely licking my chops for this one. You guys are going to have so much fun with this first one. Cleveland Browns, starting quarterback since 1999.
Malsy, this is right in your wheelhouse. Go ahead.
All right. Tim Couch.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Football.
Next.
Brady Quinn.
Next.
Deshaun Watson.
Next.
Jacoby Brissett.
He did.
Yes. 22.
Derek Horseballs Anderson.
Yes.
You love that one.
That one just cracks me. Just of all the nicknames, call a guy Horseballs.
Kelly Holcomb.
Yes.
Jeff Garcia.
Yes.
Charlie Fry.
Yes.
Wow. You're already going into the deep.
Oh.
Nether regions there with a Charlie Fry reference. Okay. Brandon Whedon.
Yes.
Trent Dilfer.
Yes.
Browns QB since 99, Malsy.
Ty Detmer.
Yes.
Our good friend Bruce Gradkowski.
Oh, yeah.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
That's right.
Beat Kenny. Got Matt Canada fired.
Deshaun Kizer.
Yes.
Man. Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
Show me potato salad.
Got crushed by James Harrison the one time.
Yes, he did.
Cowboy Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Back to Mulls.
Does this count what just happened? Can I say Dylan Gabriel then?
Yeah, he started last week.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel. Easy one.
Yep. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
Austin Davis.
Get out of here.
That's right.
Oh,
couple games in 2015.
Oh, my God.
He was on the Rams, too.
Does he have a cheat sheet in there, Malsy?
No. I believe
him. I went to a game where either Austin Davis or another guy we haven't said started against the Steelers.
Austin Davis.
Sickeningly enough, that's just the 21st one we've done, so we've got halfway home here.
Malsy?
Seneca Wallace.
Yes.
Kind of forgot about him.
It's kind of the point with most of these guys, I think.
True.
Oh, this is sickening.
Josh McCown.
Josh McCown.
Josh Tears of McCown.
Jake Daylight Come, but you got a DeLome.
That's right.
Damn.
Spurgeon Win.
Oh.
Yes. Great, great pull.
This guy played for him too.
Man, one game in 2000 for Spurgeon.
I know, but that one feels like one
part of the Brady bunch, Donnie. Quarterbacks picked ahead of Tom Brady in that draft.
It's just Spurgeon Wynn's one of those funny ones that because his name is Spurgeon, if his name was Bill Wynn, no one would remember him.
If I lose on this one, I'm going to be pissed. Luke McCown.
Yes.
Yes!
Luke McCown. Four games in 2004.
They got both McCowns. Good Lord.
Jason Campbell?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
I remember him. Redskins quarterback.
Hold on. How many we got here? I got to check my notes.
Probably around 25, 26.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Browns starting quarterback since 99 to Malzi.
We have 27 of them right now.
Going to be a handful of these guys who only played like one game as well.
I know.
This is going to end. This is where it gets really good.
I'm starting the clock, Malzi. Because I see what you did there. You're trying to buy yourself some time.
I'm fine.
Brown starting quarterback since 99.
How much time do I have left?
You got 15 seconds. Donnie, you think he comes back and gets this?
I think he could get one.
Do you have one in the chamber?
I'm just trying to remember the guy's last name.
I have one, trying to think of some others.
If I get it wrong because I got the last
name
wrong. Connor Shaw.
Four.
Connor Shaw. 2014, one game.
Yes! Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
Yes! That was one of the ones I had.
Did anybody say Ty Detmer?
I did.
Yes.
Okay. This one, I didn't have that one written down for some reason.
Yes!
All right. Crap. That was the one I was sitting on.
Hell yeah!
Has anybody said... Has anybody said Thaddeus Lewis?
No. I can't believe you.
Thad Lewis, one game in 2012.
You son of a...
Oh, man, what a pull. Right back to old Donnie Ball.
What a pull for the big dog. I know Donnie's not cheating, but he looks at the screen in there like
he's looking at the list of guys he's already written.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, spur one up.
I know.
You're trying to conjure one up in there like a witch.
Like a wet fart.
With a brew.
Just trying to get that fart out.
Why would you want to push a wet fart out?
More of a regular fart.
I don't get that.
Not a wet fart. I should have just said a fart. You never tried to push a fart out?
Yeah, but you don't want to push a wet
no,
fart
not
out.
A
that's
wet
the
one.
Exact
wet was wrong.
Thing you don't want to
I
do.
Just, I'm on tilt here.
Donnie, I'm starting the clock on you, buddy. I didn't want to do it, but I have to do it here.
Did Josh Johnson ever start a game for them?
Sorry, Donnie.
Yeah!
We survived, Malzi.
I had Pony, I had one name left.
Me too.
Kevin Hogan.
Yes.
Holy...
How about Doug Peterson?
Yeah, that's definitely
also
one.
Also 2000.
Those All are right. the only ones I had left, I think.
So wait a minute.
What did we miss?
Hold on.
They had like five different dudes start like last year.
There wasn't
too,
a guy named Connor Cook who played quarterback for them, was there? Because that was
what,
my
the
whole,
Michigan State guy.
For Michigan
my
State.
Whole
I thought
was
he was Raiders. Raiders.
Wait a minute. Didn't a guy who played for USC start for them who never started?
Yes, Cody Kessler.
How about Case Keenum?
Yes.
Keenum was on there. Kessler was on there. If you wanted a really big poll, Kevin Hogan.
I just said Kevin Hogan. The Stanford man.
Hogan's heroes.
Was Josh Johnson ever on their roster?
I thought he was.
I didn't think so.
Nick Mullins.
Oh,
wow. Bailey Zappi last season.
Oh.
All right.
Jameis Winston last
season. Oh, my God, Don. What are we doing?
I knew there were like six names that started there.
Brian Hoyer.
Oh, my God.
RG3.
RG3.
I mean, you guys also didn't think of Jameis. You're acting like I'm like the only guy.
We
survived in advance.
I know.
We're on the right side of the cliff. You're falling.
How did you forget Jameis?
It appears that we all forgot Jameis.
Jameis,
I just happened to guess a wrong name.
All right, 11-9-9 here.
Oh, I needed that one in
two more names
way.
On here that I'm seeing. P.J. Walker in 23 and Jeff Driscoll.
Oh, my God.
I would have never gotten Jeff
Driscoll. Just
sickos only.
All right, next category.
Oh, I needed that one.
List of Super Bowl halftime performers.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. All right, I have a question right off the bat. If it's somebody who performed as part of like a big ensemble,
I think they got
to
count.
I think that has to count.
So each individual person. Okay. All right.
Man, this is not
who
good.
Starts, Don?
Yeah.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. 2009.
Prince.
That's absolutely on here. 2007.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my bad, me. Janet Jackson.
Yep. Think we all know why.
She showed her nipple.
Well, I can include the person who performed with her, Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
Damn it. The Weeknd.
Yes.
I love that you went with that one.
50 Cent.
He did?
Hang on a minute.
He was part of that huge group like three years ago.
Yeah, there's like
was he?
That group, I think, has to have a million of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, yes.
And that just happened.
Yes. Remember, he did not.
Lady Gaga?
17.
Yes.
Katy Perry.
15.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to be able to include Left Shark guy in that one because I feel like the Left Shark just stole the
show.
You're
right, he did.
I'll do Dr. Dre. He was absolutely in one of these, that big ensemble.
Yeah.
So was Snoop Dogg.
That's right.
Back to old Donald.
You too.
Damn it, that was mine.
Hello, hello.
Hola, hola.
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. Yeah, 96.
Let's go. That was at the Steelers-Cowboys Super Bowl.
Coldplay.
Oh, what a horrible... Not a bad...
2016.
Not a bad pull by you, Donnie, but who... Come on. To watch them. Back to Mulls.
I know.
Super Bowl halftime performers, PM team name game.
I'm just trying to think, like, who is somebody that everyone was pissed off about in the last couple of years because it's become one of those dumb cultural touchstone things where everyone gets mad about somebody saying this, that, or the other. And I know Pony's starting the clock. I'm going to say as part of that big ensemble again, I think Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Damn it. The Rolling Stones.
Stones, yes. 2006.
God, when they were all like 80.
Steelers,
yeah. That was when the Steelers, yeah. Was Eminem out there with everybody?
Yeah, he was part of that really big group from 22.
Oh, man.
Son of a... That feels like a free space for Donnie this late in the game.
I hope Mulsey doesn't steal mine.
Oh, God. Please don't steal.
Please. I think I only have one left. That's how crucial this decision is by you. If you steal mine, I'm screwed.
Well, I'm obviously not feeling great right now. All right, I can't believe I'm going to throw this out there. I feel like they did. I am dead meat if this isn't right. NSYNC.
No. No.
No.
Yes! Better way to
Not
go,
a
Donnie.
Bad call.
Way to go,
don't
Donnie.
Don't blame me.
I just want to...
Well done,
only, I swear I'm going
to
only ask
to
you
keep
about
playing
one.
Ball.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah.
Just
2001.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
No, because...
I forgot that there was an apostrophe before the N. So, yes, NSYNC.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
My bad. Yes.
Are you kidding
it
me?
It had that, yeah, yes! With Aerosmith.
Yes!
Donnie.
Yes! It's like a reprieve from the governor.
This is
get to
such
it for execution,
BS,
and I'm back, baby!
I forgot about the apostrophe yes! Before the letter N.
I hate
N.
You so much
I think,
right now,
I think
Nelly.
I think Nelly's going to get under the board review after this one.
Oh, man, it doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for him in perpetuity.
Up with people.
Oh, you piece of garbage.
Up with people.
It's right.
Absolutely
I know it's
performed.
Right.
Yeah, 1980.
Well, then, can I take the one that...
No, you can't take
why
Aerosmith.
Not?
He can't take Aerosmith
why not?
Now.
It's Nelly's fault. It's,
yeah, I mean...
All I'm right, taking Aerosmith.
Man. Now it's back to Malzy. I think at this point it would be fair if Malzy just conceded. What do you think, Donnie?
Well, Nelly's got to make sure he finds all of the apostrophes in there.
I want to... Can I say the performers who did We Are the World? Because I think they did the We Are the World thing or something. At
well, you got to pick a performer. You can't right. Just say the group right, of
fine,
people out
fine,
there.
Fine.
You got to pick a performer, man.
Yeah, okay, you've made that clear. You know what I'll say? Because if I lose, it's ball don't lie. The Who.
The Who, 2010.
I hate Chris so much right now. And I'm going to make a guess, and if I'm wrong about this, I am going to break something. Tom Petty.
Oh, come on.
2008.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Yes! The Heartbreak Kid.
That was Shawn Michaels. Oh, this is...
Look at Don right now.
I honestly feel sick playing this. I'm so nervous. I feel like I got a stay of execution, and I've got to make the most of it.
Don't blow this, Donnie. Put the pressure back on Malzi. He shouldn't even be in the game right now. This is like a Royal Rumble where a guy was eliminated and Vince McMahon comes out and puts him back in.
The refs never saw it happen. Oh, mercy.
You got 10 seconds.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Oh,
13.
Wow. Way to go, Donnie. Way to go. Here, here, my friend.
This is crushing. Oh, Donnie, I hate you, piece of garbage.
I don't hate him. I love it. I loved every second of it. Way to go, Donnie. Don't go quietly in the night here.
All right, I'm going to guess somebody else. Do I want to go down that way? Do I want to go out like a chump?
Yes, you do. You would absolutely love to go out like a chump right now.
You starting the clock?
It already is. You got 5 seconds.
Kanye West.
Wow.
I typed in West and I don't see anything.
Yes!
Which is shocking.
Was Jay-Z in there?
Let's go.
I'm sure he...
Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.